In this article, I will be showing you how to build a stock quote lightning component with HiChart Table Chart and Yahoo's YQL, Yahoo Query Language, web service. You can use this component to see stock market updates of any company and of any stock exchange provided by the Yahoo EEI. YQL is like SQL language that allows you to query, filter and combine data from multiple sources across both the Yahoo network and other open data sources. Yahoo made things easy on us by providing a very intuitive console for accessing data via the API. You can read complete documentation about YQL. HiChart table charts are used to represent your data as charts and graphs. HiChart table chart cannot be used for commercial purposes. Installation instructions. Follow the steps below to install the stock update component and create the application in your own developer org. Step 1. Install the component. 1. Enable Lightning components in your new developer org. In Setup, click Develop greater than Lightning components, check the Enable Lightning components checkbox, and click Save. 2. Click this link to install the stock updates component using an unmanaged package. Step 2. Enter sample data. 1. Click the Stock Symbols tab and enter your favorite company's records with their symbol and stock exchange name. For example, enter the following values: Salesforce, Company, Salesforce, Symbol, CRM, Stock Exchange, NYSE, Apple, Company, Apple, Symbol, Apple, Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, Google, Company, Google, Symbol, Goog, Stock Exchange, NASDAQ. Step 3. Add the Stock Updates component to the Salesforce One menu. 1. In Setup, select Administer greater than Mobile Administration greater than Mobile Navigation. 2. Select Stock Updates in the available list. 3. Click the Add to add the Stock Updates tab to the selected list. 4. Click the Up button to move the Stock Updates tab closer to the top of the menu and click Save. Step 4. Test the component in the Salesforce One application. 1. In Salesforce, remove the part of the URL that comes immediately after salesforce.com and append /1/1.app to the URL immediately after salesforce.com. 2. This starts the Salesforce One application simulator. 3. Click the menu button in the upper left corner. 4. Select stock updates in the menu. 5. Select any company from drop-down list. About the author. My name is Bakishan Kachawa. I am a Force.com certified developer working as a Salesforce technical consultant. I have 4+ years of experience in Force.com implementations, using various technologies like PHP, Java, J2E, jQuery, Angular, JS, Bootstrap. I have worked on various APIs, like Google, Yahoo, Dropbox, etc., with Force.com. Follow me here. Facebook, LinkedIn logo, Twitter logo.